There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated. We've been going around and getting national voices to tell us what they think went wrong with the Kansas City Chiefs this year, and also take a closer look at the AFC playoff picture. Matt, how you doing today, my man?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good, man. So we've been talking about this to kind of kick off this conversation is, if you were someone that subscribes to the In Veach We Trust, and that definitely has been a mantra amongst Chiefs fans over the last couple of years, this is not an impossible job to turn around if you're the general manager. They swung and missed in free agency. They didn't have a good draft class. They haven't for the last couple of years. If this team can hit in the draft and get a couple of starters, you're certainly going to have the opportunity with where you select in the NFL draft. This team is going to also have cap space to make moves in free agency. This is a very fixable problem if they have a great offseason.
It is. They're going to obviously be drafting higher than they normally do, a lot higher. Look, I don't know that I feel like they've drafted an awful last 2 years. I mean, they've drafted some cornerstone players. Like, I think Simmons is really good. Sua Maitia was a disaster at guard. It's a really good guard. I am of the belief Worthy can play. I think the way they've used him is ridiculous, and I think this year he basically played with half of a functioning body. But, like, their drafts have been, like, just kind of middle of the road. I think, you know, we got spoiled when in 2022 they basically drafted, like, 8 guys who could start for the team. But, listen, they need to, in my opinion, they have to fix the running back room, and they have to fix the D-line room. Those two things are non-negotiables. You just, to me, we could talk about a lot of what went wrong with this team this year. Those two rooms sank the team. Like, if those rooms are even middle of the road, I think they're probably a playoff team. But those rooms were so bad. Like, maybe the worst in the NFL at running back and probably bottom quarter of the league in D-line. That you just can't function when you're that bad at certain spots, and they were this year.
That's where I am as well. We've been asking people the question, you know, if you were in the grocery store and someone said, hey, what happened to the Chiefs this year? What would be your why? What went wrong this year? I'm 100% with you. I don't know if you can build your offense in 2025 around a team that can't run the football really in any capacity and has no explosiveness in the run game. You don't got to be the best in the league at it, but you got to be able to do it when necessary. And I'm with you when it came to the defense. This team's inability to get pressure and inability to get off the field in big spots, you can directly point to the amount of pressure or lack of pressure they got up front with the D-line.
Yes. And I would point to the fact as well, listen, when your D-line is good, or obviously even better than good, you create negative plays, right? You create a two-yard loss on first and 10. You create a sack. You create maybe a holding call or intentional grounding. Like, you're forcing that of the team to overcome things that typically are drive enders. When you can't do that, and you're just sitting there. Oh, maybe your coverage is great, and maybe it's just a check down for 3 yards. Okay, but that team is still either on or close to being on schedule. When on offense, you can't run the ball. You can't even threaten the other team with running the ball. You are constantly putting your offense in a situation where you are one-dimensional, and it makes it easier for the other team's defensive line to just pin their ears back and go after you and create negative plays. Like, the Chiefs this year saw Mahomes get hit at a rate per game more than he's ever been hit. And you say, well, how is that possible? Their offensive line was good this year. Yeah, because nobody cares if they run the ball. It's just an absolute NASCAR race to Mahomes. That's all it is. And so, you know, why does Josh Allen not get hit that often? Because he's James Cook. You can't do that against the Bills. You can't do that against Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. You can do that against Mahomes. And so I think those two rooms, it's easy to me to say they tanked their entire season. It's submarine the entire way the team can play on both sides of the ball.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderame of Sports Illustrated, going through some of the top storylines with the Chiefs. We'll get to the AFC here coming up momentarily. And to what you're saying, Matt, I think that's the key of getting the superhero Patrick Mahomes back. There's no denying his resume and what he has accomplished. If you are calling Mahomes the best quarterback in the NFL right now, it is solely based off of that and not based off how he has played in these regular seasons. The Chiefs' offense has been 15th ranked in terms of points scored in three consecutive seasons. The quarterback that played these last two home games, the Texans game and the Chargers game, that is not the best quarterback in the NFL, even though I believe he's the best quarterback in the NFL. This offense has to get back to unlocking a prime version of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and look, I've had this argument with a million people that, like, well, they didn't have a great running game years ago and they were the number one offense in the league. It's like, well, yeah. They had Tyreek Hill and prime Travis Kelce. Like, it was different. And by the way, those teams, while they were not great running the ball, Damian Williams is Walter Payton compared to anybody on this team right now. Like, they can't run. There's no explosiveness. They can't do anything. And I would also point to, and look, this is, I know, a conversation that we're all going to be having for the next 3 weeks. I am not a believer that they need to fire Andy Reid. I think that's crazy. But I heard what you said a couple days ago, and I agree with you 1,000%, about if Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks didn't get to the NCAA tournament, like, Bill might come back, but everybody can't come back. Like, you can't justify going, oh, it's okay, it's fine. It's not fine. If I'm the Chiefs, I'm moving off of Connor Embry, the receivers coach. I'm moving off of Todd Pinkston, who's a receiver, who's the running backs coach for some reason. I'm moving off of Matt Nagy, who, quite honestly, in 3 years, look, I know he doesn't call the plays. I know he's not in charge of the entire offense. But the one thing that Nagy is in charge of is they need to have attention to detail on offense. And when you watch them, there's no attention to detail. They're constantly, constantly running crappy routes where they round the route off and they don't have any kind of perception of space and timeless awareness in terms of how they have to set up these routes. So they work in concert with the other guys on the field. They take a million pre-snap penalties. That is all on Nagy and those assistants in those rooms. Mitchell Schwartz pointed out on Twitter how the Chiefs running backs, they struggle at times to run to the right to the right angle when they're approaching the line of scrimmage. I mean, this is day one basic stuff. And they have not done it well for years. So to me, that's also got to be a part of it. You've got to, like, you've got to shake up some of what you're doing because it's not working.
Yeah, I also think, too, I guess to me with Matt Nagy, I don't know if you can really go much further than the fact that he has been the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs for three consecutive seasons and has never been a hot coaching candidate should tell you everything about the job that he's done as the offensive coordinator. Like, back when the Patriots were running, their offensive coordinator always was there for one or two years and then had a chance to be a head coach. The fact that Nagy at no point in being the OC has been anybody's number one or been the guy in the coaching hires tells you the job that he's done.
Well, and just look at, you said, look at their numbers offensively. I mean, look, here's my argument. I've heard a lot of people talk about the talent on the offense, and we both agree with the running back.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
That's ridiculous. They need to fix that. But if I said to you, you get the starting 11 of the Chiefs when they're healthy, the full 11, the full offensive line. You got Kelce. You've got, let's say it's Rice, Worthy, and Hollywood, or if you want to put Thornton in there, fine, however, and then the running back. And I said to you, okay, those 11 guys, how many teams would you trade with to get their 11 guys? How many teams would that be? 4? 5? Like, the Chiefs offensively have a better than average offensive line. They have Patrick Mahomes. Rashee Rice, look, I'm not saying he's the perfect player. He's a very good player. Xavier Worthy is a talented player. Like, how many teams would trade for the Chiefs personnel offensively? A ton of them. The vast majority of them. Matt Nagy and Andy Reid can't figure out how to score a point. They can't figure out how to beat man coverage. They can't scheme up a run game. I mean, one thing I will say with the Chiefs, that having covered the whole league for SI, that is jarring to me when I watch them. I watch the Giants, who have nobody. They'll scheme up 8 to 10 easy throws a game. The Chiefs never scheme up an easy throw, ever. Unless it's behind the line of scrimmage, everything that Mahomes does is into traffic, it's in tight windows. The schemes that the Chiefs used to just live by, hey, man, get a guy open 8 yards, and not just Tyreek Hill, like Byron Pringle, DeMarcus Robinson. Those places don't exist for the Chiefs. Everything's difficult. Everything, and God forbid somebody plays man coverage, forget it. You can't get a foot. To me, that is coaching. That is not about Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. That is, we do not have any creativity at all. We don't have any new answers. And I don't know how you look at that and go, yeah, we're good with that. We're just going to run this back. Like, bringing in Wandell Robinson is not going to fix that. You need to fix that from a coaching standpoint.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated, going through what went wrong with the Chiefs this season. Matt, are you on team tank for the Chiefs in their final three games?
I mean, look, I understand why people are. They're going to play hard. They're going to try to win the games. And like, I would say this, I'm on team. They should be playing everybody who's young. I'm on that team. Like, playing Charles Omenihu the last 3 weeks is hilarious. Like, what benefit are you getting from that? Who cares? I'd be playing guys off the practice squad. I'd be playing Bosa. I'd be playing Royals to play 95% of snaps the last three games of the year. What do you have in them? What do you see out of them? You know, it's three games. You're not going to get a complete picture, but you might as well get a look at them. I would play all those young guys. Breshard Smith, I would not give Isaiah Pacheco a single carry. His last carry for me as a Chief would have already happened. Why? What point is there? Like, I'm playing Breshard Smith. I'm playing somebody off the practice squad as his backup. Like, so if that's team tanked, then yeah, I'm all for it. But I just think these next three games, like, they can be valuable. Use them as valuable. You know, get Knowles out there on defense. Get these young guys out there. You know, get Jaden Hicks some reps. Because who cares if they make a mistake? What difference does it make? I would definitely play all these young guys. Anybody who's older. The only guys, if Kelce and Chris Jones want to play, they've earned the right, especially Kelce if he retires. But, like, the rest of these guys, have a seat. Sit down.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated for a couple more minutes here. Matt, let's transition to the rest of the AFC. I'm curious to get your thoughts. I don't know if this analogy might apply to you, but, you know, there was always a time in which you wanted your parents to give you more responsibility, and they were kind of hesitant to give you the responsibility. And then they were like, you know what? I'm going to extend your curfew. And then you blew it, and they were like, see, this is why we were hesitant to give you all this responsibility. I feel that way about the New England Patriots. The Patriots wanted us to take them seriously. Like, wait, I don't know. You guys got this young quarterback, your schedule, all of these things. No, we're really good. You're at home. You got a 21-0 lead against the Buffalo Bills. They're pounding the Bills. I'm thinking, man, the Patriots might be the best team in the league. You cannot lose that game if you're New England.
No, you can't. You can't. And I felt like they lost that game because of a lot of sloppy football. You know, May throws a pick in the second half. They gave up over 200 kick return yards to Ray Davis. Like, you can't lose because of that. I mean, two of Buffalo's touchdown drives started at, like, inside the 45-yard line. You can't have that happen. That's crazy. Like, you're just giving the game away. You know, and I think sometimes that's a lesson a young team needs to learn. That's an attention to detail thing. That's not letting your foot off the gas on any given play. You know, that's a lesson that I think if that's an older team that has a 21-0 lead, you're not letting up because you understand how quickly games can turn because you've been in those games, good side or bad side. That's a teaching moment for New England. I will say this. If I'm Vrabel, as annoyed as I am that I lost that game, I'm telling the guys, hey, guys, listen. We averaged 7.5 yards per play in that game to 5.2. We turned the ball over. We made a million mistakes. We were horrible on teams. And we probably still should have won that game. Like, if I'm New England, I'm walking out of that thing going, okay, look, that's a disaster. And we've got a lot to prove. But also, you know, we didn't go in there and lose 38-10. Like, we should have won that game. Which, you know, if I'm the Pats, I'm saying, look, as long as we handle business here and win the division, yeah, you know what? If we see them again, it's going to be in our building. And if we see them again, we're not going to make those same mistakes.
Matt, I am curious because you and I have talked a lot about the Broncos over the last couple of weeks, and you have been pretty hands-off when it comes to the Broncos, and I get it. You know, there's a handful of teams that nobody really believes in the AFC, and we're all determining who kind of fits in that model. Yep. The Broncos were one of those teams for you. They got one of the biggest wins, I would say, so far this season a couple of days ago. Where are you at right now at the Broncos? Are you a believer that they're a true Super Bowl contending team, or do you think this thing's going to fade out once they get to the postseason?
Listen, I got to give them all the credit in the world. They went in. Nick's played really well. For 300 yards, 4 touchdowns. I mean, heck, he had a better game than any offensive team had a Chiefs in about half a decade. So I give him credit. He played great football, and they won the game. There was a time they were down 9 in the third quarter, and I kind of felt like, okay, this thing's about to go sideways. And it didn't. They came back. It's hard for me with Denver from the standpoint that I fully believe in the defense. You have to. I know how hard it is to play up there if you're a road team. The offensive line's terrific. Like, that's a formula for being really tough to be, especially if you've got a really good head coach. I'd be lying if I said I didn't think they could get out of the AFC. Like, they can. They're probably going to be the number one seed, so they have a huge advantage. The other side of the coin is you just wonder in one of these games with Nick. Like, he was great against Green Bay. Nothing any way from him. There are also games with him where he looks like he doesn't belong in the NFL. And you just, like, can he have three games in a row where he plays like he did against the Packers? If he does, that team can win the Super Bowl, 1,000%. But, you know, it's just, like, they're probably going to eventually come up here against the Drake May, against Josh Allen. You know, Lawrence is playing better. I don't think Lawrence is the end-all, be-all. But, like, you're going to have to win those games. Maybe Herbert, granted that line is a mess. They definitely can get out of the AFC. Do I think they're, in the normal year, a team that I'd say, oh, they can win the Super Bowl? No. This year, it's, you can't rule it out. To be fair, they're probably going to be sitting there in the divisional round waiting for somebody to come there.
Right now, if I give you Buffalo or the field when it comes to the AFC, which side would you be on, the Bills or the field, to go to the Super Bowl?
Okay, the field. The field. I don't – look, Allen, for as great as he is, he's not been great after the wild card round of the playoffs. In fact, other than the 13 seconds game, he's been downright awful. So, like, look, I think the Bills, you'd have to say, even as a wild card team, are probably the favorite to get out of the conference. At the same point, we just talked about Denver. Man, I could see Denver running for 250 yards on Buffalo. Like, teams have done it to them. New England just did it to them. They ran all over them. I could see Houston going up to Buffalo, even if they got to play them in Buffalo, and just shutting them down. The one thing that scares me with the Bills this year, well, two things. They're awful up front defensively. Awful. Like, if you can just manhandle that team, there's nothing they're doing about it. And the other side of the coin, that offense is so reliant on Allen and Cook running the football. If there's a day where, like, you have a good game plan, you kind of bottle them up. Like, I actually think Denver's a nightmare for them, because Denver will just single up all those corners and say, go ahead, throw it. I don't care. Throw to Keon Coleman. Throw to Khalil Shakir. We don't care. There's nothing you're doing. And I don't know what Buffalo does if they can't run the ball in that game. So, look, are the Bills the favorite in the AFC because of the quarterback? Yes. I wouldn't be shocked. Other than the Pittsburgh, I wouldn't be shocked if the Bills lost to anybody. I think they could lose to anybody else. It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if they lost.
Matt, can you remember a team that was 10-4 that is as forgotten as this Jacksonville Jaguars team? Like, right now, if I told you to name teams that you think could win the Super Bowl, you would probably name 6 or 7 teams before you would name Jacksonville.
Yes, that's true. And it's funny because Jacksonville, the last thing, I just wrote this actually in a column that's going out tomorrow. In the last 7 weeks, they've averaged like 32.5 points per game. But I think it's a couple of things. Right? Number one, let's be honest, they're in Jacksonville. If they're the New York Jets, everybody's talking about them. If they're out in L.A., everybody's talking about them. They're not. They're in Jacksonville. Secondly, up until very, very recently, even when they've been scoring points, Lawrence has played awful. Like, up until the last month or so, Lawrence was as bad as you could be. Like, I've talked to some people even inside the Jags building who, as recently as a month ago, were like, look, we've got to get more out of him. He's got to play better. So I think they've done an excellent job coaching that team. I will say this, defensively, they're a lot better than some of their parts. That is something to watch. And they're probably going to be a 3 seed. They're probably going to be the 3. There's a very real chance they draw some team like the Chargers in the first round. Like, I think Jacksonville actually is a fairly live team in the AFC, but that's so dependent on Lawrence. If Lawrence plays really well, they can win. But and he has games where you just watch him go, oh, he is killing them. And you have one, and we all know, hey, it's not best of 7 in the NFL. You have one game like that, you're going home. That's it. That's the fear.
Matt, last thing here before we get you out of here. On a scale from 1 to 10, how much do you like eggnog?
0. Can't stand it.
That is Matt Verderama, Sports Illustrated, joining us on the show. Matt, man, we'll catch up with you after the first of the year, man. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too, man. Take care.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.